fantastic from start to finish. I thought we dominated the game for long, long spells. And overall, we deserve to get through the next round of the Cup. It's always a tough ask to come to East End Park and play against a good side in Dunfermline. It's full time and put the beauty of been in their beds and relaxing all day, and we had to scramble players to try and get finished working time, and the bus was running late because of that. So taking everything into consideration, I thought the players were terrific and deserve everything they get for that.
Fantastic to score a third goal after what happened to you know in the first game when you came back.
Yep.
Having brought one back tonight.
Yeah, as in sometimes at 2-1 you're thinking is it going to be the roles reversed and they'll score the last kick of the ball because they're pushing men forward, they're putting a lot of pressure. But to get the third goal also just kills the game off, and the time we got that, obviously that made it difficult for Dunfermline to come back in. So difficult night, difficult conditions, and just delighted to be in the next round.
Fantastic incentive with Dundee United.
Yeah, it's something to look forward to, a Premier League team coming down to your own backyard, which is always nice, and the wee clubs don't usually get an opportunity to play against them. Although I'll always say it's probably the hardest out with Celtic, probably the hardest team to get because of what they've been doing recently. So, but we'll look forward to how that comes round. Our focus now is obviously Peterhead on Saturday, and that's not a long trip for us, so we'll need to rest up and get ready for that.
How important will home advantage be for Dungeon 18?
Well, I think when you're playing against the big clubs, then you have to be at home first and foremost. It's to give you an easier chance, not a chance, but to make it better for you. It'll certainly not be easy, but obviously it's a tighter part to maybe they're used to that. We're the underdogs, which 9 times out of 10 we usually are. We're playing underdogs tonight, actually. So we like that way, you know, but we'll give it our best shot. The players in there are a terrific form, terrific run. You know, I think it's last time we lost the game was in August, so credit to the players for what the run they've put together, you know. And I see over the moon, and we'll look forward to that game that comes round.
So maybe you're talking about the team are keeping since August. They're setting all sorts of boundaries. I mean, that's two wins over full-time teams in a week. It's the first win at East End Park for 35 years or something like that.
Well, it'll make it obviously a lot sweeter for supporters that's followed us for a long time, and the committee and everyone connected to the club that to come to places like East End Park and win. You know, it shows you how difficult it's going to be if not done in 35 years. Yeah, I mean, last year was about 2 points off Rangers. We hadn't scored against Rangers before. What's happened over the last couple of years? It's no fluke. It's down to hard work that we all put in, myself and the backroom staff and all the players, and it's actually showing their part now.
When you mentioned earlier about the fact that many of these guys are working part-time, I mean, how proud are you of them, and how difficult is it to maintain a run of an unbeaten run like that given the other commitments?
Yeah, as and then you have to take into consideration a lot of the players. I mean, when you're doing your preparation for games and you're making travel arrangements, you need to call the antics. You know, they understand that I've got other commitments out with Stranraer. We'd all love to be full time. I'd love to have that group of players full time. I'd love to be full time myself. You know, I had to get away from work early as well to get here. So I think they deserve everything they get. You know, and I know you say young Danny Stoney, the young boy from Rangers, has come in. He had a difficult time. His uncle passed away last week, and I thought it's with his whole family. You know, but he texts me and said I'll be there tonight. You know, and to come on and show what he did to get that third goal. A special mention has to go to him because he's had a tough time with it. You know, he's not a young kid as well. You know, so we're delighted that he's here. But I say our thoughts are with his family and everyone connects with him. You know, because it's a tough time for him.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.